You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Lord, we thank you for coming to us in the form of a child. We pray that you will go forth now, Lord, for the power of your Holy Spirit and into our hearts, we pray. Amen. I would like to talk to you all tonight about the most important true story ever told. The most important true story ever told. And I'm going to start off this 45-minute sermon by telling you all a fact, which means I'm going to say something that isn't made up. And that fact is that you and me and your moms and dads and your sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and grandparents and everyone else here, we are people that love stories. We all love stories. Every one of us here, in one way or another, we love stories. Now, stories come in all shapes and sizes. When we're little, maybe we like our moms and our dads to read us stories and books like Hippos Go Berserk. Or maybe we like for them to read us stories like Cat in the Hat. These are all popular in my house right now. We own these. As we get older, we might like books and stories like The Chronicles of Narnia. These are great. These are worth investing into a box set if you haven't already for your kids, and to read them to your kids in the third, fourth, fifth grade especially. These are wonderful stories to read to your children. And as we get older, and I just have to say it, Harry Potter isn't just for nerds. It's a great story all the way through. These are stories that draw us in. These are stories that really capture us. They capture our attention, and we can find ourselves in these stories. Now, we also know that all stories aren't just found in books. All of us love stories that come in the form of movies, too. I mean, who here doesn't love movies? We all love movies. I heard there was a small movie came out called Wicked recently. Are we fans of Wicked, everyone? Who's seen Home Alone? Elf is quite popular this time of year, I hear. And guys, what do we think about Remember the Titans? Big fans of that. So we all love stories, we all love movies. I love watching movies especially. When I was in college, on summer breaks, I would come home. Every year, my dad and I would do this. We would buy two frozen pizzas and two tubs of ice cream. And over the course of two nights, we would watch stories and a movie about Italian immigrants in New York City working with their family business. That movie's called The Godfather, Parts 1 and 2. When you're in college, you can watch them too. So we are people. We are people. You and me, and our moms and dads, and our sisters and brothers, and our children, and your aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents, we are all people that love stories. That's the first thing that I want to tell you tonight. We love stories. Now, the second thing that I want to tell you tonight is this. Tonight in this service, we have been reading a story about the birth of Jesus. Jesus being born is the reason we celebrate Christmas. In fact, it's the only reason why we celebrate Christmas. But let me tell you why it's not just like any other story. The birth of Jesus is a true story. It is a true story, which means it actually happened. A very long time ago, Jesus is the Son of God, who was born of a woman who came to earth 2,000 years ago, a very, very long time ago. And this is a real story. And this story has to be real. It's a story that has to be real. Now, you might be thinking, why does the story have to be real? This story has to be real because you are real. It has to be real because you are real. And you, when I say you, I mean you individually. You are why Jesus came to earth. You as a person, or why Jesus came to earth, if you were the only person in the world, Jesus would have come. Because when Jesus came to earth, he came for a very real purpose, which was to help you with all the problems and the sins, I think I can say that here, with all your problems and sins that you do and will have in your life. which are very real. And as you get older, don't forget this, your problems will get harder. And sometimes your own actions will be the reasons for your problems. But hear this too, as I close this 45-minute sermon. There isn't a single problem in your life that is too much for Jesus to want to help with. There's not a single problem that's too much for Jesus to want to help with, even if it was from your own mistakes that you have been making for a very long time. It is why he came. It's the only reason why he came. Now, I love this story. It's a story that we tell every year about Jesus being a baby and coming to earth, and I encourage you to never forget the reason why he came. He came for you. Merry Christmas. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.